but let him ask in faith. You can ask for wisdom from God in faith. What's the power of your faith, sir? Ma'am, what is your faith running on today? What's going on in your world right now? Where's your faith at? Where's your power level at? Here in your microwave, you see on there it says cook, and then it says power, cook power, and you can get, put the percentage up or down. I just want it to be on 100. Just work. Just turn on and work. Just put it on 100%. Let it go. Get your faith. Get your faith. Where's your faith? Where's your faith? Get your faith up. Get your faith up. You can live for God. You can make it. You don't have to compromise. You don't have to give up. You don't have to run from the wicked one. You can stand toe-to-toe and say, Satan, get behind me in the name of Jesus Christ. I have faith in one who has conquered you. He's conquered death. He's conquered hell. He's conquered the grave. Faith. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Boy, there's a lot in that that I could preach about another sermon. The wave of a sea, driven. You see, I've been on a ship that the motor blew up twice. And the winds and the waves. We were in 40-foot seas. If you don't know what that is, that means if you're standing on sea level, the waves are 40 feet above your head. In the Bering Sea. Not fun. You talk about know how to pray and begin to pray. Oh God, you've got to do something. God, we need a miracle. I don't want to die out here, God. Save me! Sooner or later, you're going to come to your moment in life. You're going to have to make a stand and say, God, I need help. God, I need wisdom. God, increase my faith. I want to believe like never before. God, I know it's just a motor, but do something to save us. He did something because I'm here today. Faith. Faith. The power of your faith. 2 Peter 1:5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. To virtue, knowledge. So you have to have faith when you were saved, and when you begin to grow in the Lord, you have to have faith, and you have faith to believe His word. You've got to know that your faith has power. God is no respecter of persons, the word says. What He's done for others, He will do for you and for me. You can have all the faith you need. Faith is rising in your heart this very moment, this very day. You are hearing the word preached this morning. God's storehouse is absolutely full of faith. He is in the business of supplying faith for everything we need. He really wants to give you a measure of faith for every need of your life. Jesus came for the distinct purpose of transforming lives. Listen to His declaration in Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Have you been hurt? Have you been blindsided in your life by a situation or a family member or a problem? You have a record right there. Jesus Christ really does care about your problems. He cares about your situations. He wants us to obey the gospel. He is the heart mender, the broken heart mender, who heals the heart and wants to heal the hurts of our broken hearts. He is the compassionate warden who wants to sign your pardon and to release you from sin's captivity. He is the blind man healer who wants to heal your spiritual eyes and show you the beauty of His kingdom. He is the conquering crusader who wants to liberate you from the bruising and crushing power of Satan. That's what the record says in Luke 4 and 18. Today can become the first day of a glorious new life for you, sir, for you, ma'am. You've got to have faith. You've got to stand in faith, believing and trusting and knowing. You've got to put your faith into action. Obey the word of God. Lay your life, your future, your happiness, your dreams, your wants, your needs, your hopes on the power of faith. Put your faith in action. There was a woman in the Bible with an issue of blood. She said, if I could just touch the hem of His garment. There was a man with palsy. Oh, yeah. Who they let down through the roof to get to Jesus. The father, he asked that his son be healed of demon possession. There was a centurion who believed that his servant would be healed. The two blind men in Matthew 9 and 29, Jesus said, according to your faith, according to your faith, be it unto you. Where is your faith? You've got to put your faith into action. To walk on water, you've got to get out of the boat. It's that simple. If you're going to ever walk on water, you've got to get out of the boat. To get money from a fish's mouth, you got to go where fish, you got to go fishing. Or you're never going to see money come out of that fish's mouth. Yep, yep. To get your sight. Blind Bartimaeus, oh, he cried more. They told him, oh, be quiet, be quiet. What are you doing? Be quiet. He cried all the more, the Bible says. He cried all the more. To be healed of an issue of blood, you've got to press your way through the crowd. To have bread, fish for a multitude, you've got to give all you have to the one who never fails. Faith, the power of your faith. Thousands of people across the world have gone from sickness to health, worry to faith, bitterness to love, a mountain of bills to financial security, a problem-centered marriage to a Christ-centered one, self-doubt to a deep faith that God is in control of their lives. Oh, Brother Chris, you're talking about faith, and I've prayed and I've believed and nothing's happened. God hasn't healed me yet. Power of faith. Faith. You've just got to keep having faith. One of the hardest lessons I learned was from my dad about faith. I was mad at God because God did not heal my dad. God, why won't you heal him? He caught me praying one day, really griping at God. I'm guilty. I'm sorry. I was upset. God, why don't you heal him? Dad told me, son, I heard you praying. I want to tell you something. Whether God chooses to heal me or not, if I die tomorrow or today, God's still a healer. Faith, the power of your faith. Where is your faith? Where is your power? It's in your faith. Luke 8, 25. First little part of it. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this that he cometh? He commandeth even the winds and the water, and they do obey him. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? Where is your faith? James 2 and 17, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. You know, we have a miracle sitting in here today. I asked her permission to use her as an illustration. Sister Ashley was so kind, she said, yes. I came here, she was praying. for a husband. Many of you, including our family, begin to pray, God, you provide. You know what? She did more than pray. She began to diligently search and look and talk and pray. God provided her a husband. This is her first Sunday being a married woman here in church with us. Her husband is off working. Man, that must be rough. Not rubbing it in or anything, but geez. But God was faithful, and he saw her faith in her prayer and the diligence and the work that she put forth. And God's blessed her with a beautiful family. 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Have you kept the faith? Where is your faith this morning? Oh, Brother Kittrose, you just don't get it. I still have headaches and I'm still sick and they still died and my dad died, but God's still a healer. He's still a healer. One of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible, Hebrews 11. I won't go through it all today, but I'd like to read you a couple of verses. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And then the next several verses start out. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Verse 11 and 4, you just go all through the entire Bible and you see, 22, by faith Joseph, by faith Moses, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. By faith he forsook Egypt. Through faith he kept the Passover. By faith. This is talking about the heroes of faith all through this whole chapter. It says in this chapter, I encourage you to read it. You'll find in those scriptures in that chapter, where it says, many of them died in faith, never seeing the fulfillment of their promise, but yet they had faith. They knew it was still going to come to pass. What are you saying, Brother Chris? I'm saying, even if you're living in a trial, in a situation, maybe it's health, maybe it's financial, maybe it's your marriage, and you have to just live through that trial, you got to keep having. You got to keep believing in one who will never fail you. He might not pull you out of that situation just like that, but he's going to see you through it. And one day, some raspy preacher might stand up and preach about you like Dad Adams. God is a healer. God is a healer. God is a provider. God is a deliverer. God is one that sticketh closer than a brother. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Church, I am challenging your faith today. Grow in faith. You can live for God. Well, I have a withered hand. It's all right. You can make it. Keep living and believing and trusting in God. Like Pastor preached this morning. He already knew the end result before it ever happened, but he lived it out. Just know, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. We're going to stand before him in glory. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this old mortal body, it's not pretty on the outside down here, but you ought to see it when I get to heaven. I'm going to be changed. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm going to see him as he is. I'm going to be a brand new man. You can be an overcomer. The power of your faith. The power of your faith. You can't live on pastor's faith. He can build faith, but you've got to have your own faith. You can't live on your wife's faith. You got to live on your faith, the power of your faith. or if you'd stand all over the building. I want to close a little differently today. I'd like for you to join your neighbor's hand right where you are. You know, at some point you're going to have to make a decision, sir, ma'am. You're going to have to believe that there is a God. You're going to have to make up in your mind and have faith that He's going to see you through every situation and trial. Oh, it might be difficult. It might be hard. It might not be fair. But as Pastor said this morning, He's not fair. He's just. You're going to make it. You are going to make it. Say that with me. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Why? Because I've got faith in a made up mind. I'm going to make it. And as long as there is life in this mortal body, I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. I'm going to hide the Word of God in my heart. I'm going to share the gospel with everybody around me. I'm going to sing about it. I'm going to preach about it. I'm going to live it. Why? Because my hope is not in this world, not my home. I'm just passing through. Hallelujah. I wonder if you'd bow your heads and pray right now. Lord Jesus, we ask you to increase our faith. Lord, I'm asking you to give faith where there has been no faith. There is power in your word. God, I'm praying that your word would go forth today. And it would bring forth fruit in our labor, in our family. Lord, this is not just a Sunday or Tuesday experience. This is a daily relationship with you. I'm asking you, God, right now, if there's anything that would hinder any one of us, if there's anything that would hinder me personally, forgive me. Come on, ask Him right now. Lord, forgive me personally. Forgive me for anything that would hold me back or hinder my faith or your word doing a work in my life. Oh, I feel the presence of God right now. God, minister to every man and woman under the sound of my voice right now. Let your word do a work in our community, in our homes, Lord. It starts in the home. Touch our homes. Touch our mothers and our fathers. Touch our single parents. Touch our grandparents. Touch our young people. Lord, we want to have faith. We want to be able to say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. God, whatever it takes, whatever it takes, we're willing to do that. Come on, make it up in your mind right now. God, whatever it takes, I'm willing to do that. Because I want to go to heaven more than anything. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I wonder if you just lift your hands all over the building and let's just begin to love Him. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor today. We thank you, Lord, for that faith and that measure of faith that you gave us. Lord, we want to build on.